God, I am shaking. I haven't felt like this for ages.
I'm really fucking trying and nobody sees it.
I am absolutely back on my bullshit.
I feel like I'm just keeping my head above water as it is.
Anyway, what else?
I'm so tired. This work every day, all the time stuff is killing me. I just hate drunk people so much. But also sober people. Just people. You know how it is, though? It's just like, it's like every customer has got some deep-seated trauma that somehow is now, like, beer-related, and they have to put that on me. They literally don't see you as, like, a person sometimes. It's so telling when they, like, always have to add such a snitty comment. Just entitled dickheads. They don't know what that's like to ruin a person's day when it's already been so much. Just, like, think. I am a person. It's okay. It's part of the job. I just wish I cared less. It's like it stays on your mind even now. Anyways, what else is in the news? I'm absolutely back on my patented Jamie bullshit. To what feels like an insane degree. I mean, I just want to lie down all the time and rewatch dumb clips of stuff. And I'd never badmouth that as an activity. I love it more than most. That's the problem. It's, you know, it's not like I don't have stuff I could work on or research to do. It's just, it's, I actually have to do it. You know, you gotta do it, but it's really hard. So I'd rather not. Honestly, I just want to lay in bed and have Henry there and show him some of that dumb YouTube shit.
Oh, I'm so hungover. We ended up in Simone's bar last night. It was not pretty. I swear, Joe from work was trying it on. He's such a dick. As if I'd forget about all the deals he screwed me over on. And work relationships are just a no-go anyway, even if he is Irish. Hi, can I get an espresso, please? A double. Thanks. Tom wants to catch up this afternoon. Boss Tom, not Brixton Tom. I'm a bit apprehensive about it. I just hope he's not going to come down on me about my targets this month. This promotion is looking less and less likely. It's so unfair, though. They can't just forget about all the money I made this company. I really don't want to cry at him. I feel like I've been on edge this week with all the super late nights and candidates backing out last minute, and this could totally tip me over the edge. That would be a disaster. The last thing I need in that office is a reputation as Jess, the emotional woman. Because I'm totally not. Oh, I matched with a cute guy this morning. He's 6'4". Oh my God. Yes, please.
Well, it's another bloody morning, isn't it? I've already resorted to a Red Bull. I feel like the weeks now are just rushing past in this tired haze. So to work fewer hours, I need to be able to charge more per hour. But to do that, I need the gym to make me a senior trainer. And as long as I'm stuck on the lower rate, I'm going to be stuck working all day, every day. I asked about it, last year, but I never really followed up. I just keep thinking that they'll bring it up, but they don't. And then I've got my sister on the phone saying, Sandy, London isn't worth it, just move home. Like, apart from anything else, it would be great to get the promotion to just show a bit of progress and get my family off my back. Ugh. Anyway, the reason that I'm thinking about this now is that I've got a little catch-up with George today. And I know I should ask him about that promotion. Oh, I just hate those kind of direct chats, you know? Like, I hate how you basically have to be argumentative or difficult to get what you want. It makes me feel so awkward. Jeez, I didn't think I'd feel this nervous. George will just say no anyway, right? So, what's the point? I should ask him, though. I should. Yeah.
Parents' evening tonight. the triannual event that seems to send most of the teaching staff into a bit of a meltdown. Not me, though. I am feeling good, positive, and I've got my new docs on. I can't wait to give them my feedback. I've got a little carried away with it, actually. I've colour-coded everything. This is why I've been wanting to be a teacher for so long, though. This is... It really feels like a big moment for me. Oh, and the children. The children are the main thing here. Though it will be nice to get some credit for all the long hours I do. I mean, surely it's going to be so beneficial for them that, like, this evening really could be life-changing. What if the next famous writer comes out of one of my classes? Impossible to tell who, but I bet they're hiding in there somewhere. And I'd get credit, maybe a little acknowledgement in the cover of one of their bestsellers. No biggie. As a child, parents' evening was always such a great time for me. Teachers telling my mom that Lucia is a model student and she's a great influence for the other children. I mean, they did always tell me to be more vocal in the classroom, but I was happy not being the centre of attention, you know, the usual. And my mom would always be proud of me coming out of school. One of the rare times she showed much emotion. Anyway, I like my classes at the moment and I hope it goes well. I might practice some lines in the mirror now. Hey, so I'm Lucia and I really care about your children. Okay, feels a bit unnatural. Hey, your child has progressed so much in my class. Now that comes off a bit cocky. Hey, your child is great at history and is a natural leader. No, Lucia, that's way too much pressure to be putting on them.
The new moon this month is totally working for me. I'm killing it today. That meeting today with Tom, they finally gave me the promotion. Senior Recruitment Consultant. I cannot wait to update my profile. It feels so good to get something I deserve. And that me working my ass off, it's actually paid off. Oh, this is going to make everything better. The boys at work must be so mad. In your face, Joe. There is this weird side of me where I can't help feeling just a teeny tiny bit nervous. I'll focus on that tomorrow. I'm not going to let it kill my vibe. But is it normal that now I've actually got it? I do feel a little bit stressed and overwhelmed at the thought of it. Look, I would never say that to anyone though. I mean, I am super grateful. It's just my targets will be higher and I'll be accountable for other people. The guys hardly take me seriously right now. How am I going to manage them? And it's more clients and more meetings. I feel like I'm just keeping my head above water as it is. It's totally fine. I got this. In other news, tall, handsome Greg has messaged me like 5 times today. I'm sure he's going to ask me on a date. I've got a good feeling about this one. Mum would totally approve too. Oh, I've got to go. Meeting the girls now to celebrate. Hopefully it won't be a late one.
I need to eat. That'd be good. Eat and like decompress for like an hour. Then I should check emails, do some research on that clubbing article thing, then watch something easy and bed. I'm still really angry at Henry right now. He bought a car, a fucking car, in London? He's lost it. Listen, I know I hate myself, but I don't hate myself so bad to have a car in London. He hasn't thought about any of the other stuff that comes with it, like, at all. Like, obviously if he wants one, I'm not going to stop him. But I don't even understand what's wrong with him. How does he expect to save at all? Like, he didn't even tell me, just like rolled up as if a Volkswagen is such a baller thing to do. Why does he do that? Just be straight with me. Well, not straight. Just be honest. It just sucks. He's like at a place where he can even think about wasting money that way. He knows what I've been working and what I'm earning. It doesn't... I'm sorry, but it's unfair of him to buy something like that, which is purely for him while I'm saving. It's not like I'm begging him to buy every round like he's my sugar daddy. I mean, to be fair, that'd be amazing. But it's not me being insecure. Like, yeah, it kind of fucked me off because I thought we were trying to save together, but whatever. If he has the money, he can spend it on stuff he wants. But it's a legitimate concern. I don't have those options, even though I'm working like 6 days a week. I'm working to save so we can move in together. And you can just go and buy a car. He could have thought about the way I would feel about it more. That's not an insane thing to ask. Never even going to begin to get ahead if I keep missing deadlines. Having to chat with Henry, I couldn't even... finish it in time. Now they're emailing saying they're not sure if they want to pursue this. Like, I can't even begin to fucking focus on any of my pieces anyway. Why can't you just like sit down and do it? Okay, calm down. It's not gonna help. It's not gonna... I'll just email again and ask if there's any way that I can still do it. They might say yes. I mean, at least I gotta try. I'll write it tonight anyway. I'm totally okay. I'm good. It's okay, they'll understand. Or not. I'm trying to grab a bite now, and I don't have shit in my fridge. Fuck's sake, what's wrong with me? I always just think everything's gonna be fine and coast along. I seriously need to be more on top of my game, starting tomorrow. Tired of these fuck-ups.
Oh, I didn't end up asking George about the senior trainer thing. It didn't seem like... we were having a good catch-up, you know? He was really engaged and positive. Then the time came, he asked me if there was anything else, and I just fucking bailed on myself. Like, it just suddenly felt really selfish. I would have felt stupid for asking. Like, it was nice to be having that kind of good chat. I didn't want to ruin it. I feel sick as well. I just demolished a Mackie D's on the train, and now I feel disgusting. Oh, that was my chance, man. Like, but he should have brought it up. They fucking know I should be a senior trainer by now. They're using me, it's taking the piss. There must be something wrong with them to treat me like this, right? Greedy. It's selfish. I should just quit. Yeah, if they want to treat me like that, they'll see. I'll quit.
So what I don't understand is if a guy has been on 3 dates with you, how he can just not message you back for 2 days. What the hell, Greg? I thought you were a nice guy. It's not like I have time to talk to you anyway. Cannot believe I'm still in the office and absolutely not being efficient. Come on, just stop looking at your phone like every minute. Just reply to my message. Why do we have to play these games? It's actually a crime being here this late. Bye, Tom. No, I'm totally fine. Just got to get this sent out. I'll be off soon anyway. So, the last thing I said to him was... I did this amazing cooking class in Vietnam. I love to cook. Have you ever been to Asia? Well, that totally warrants a response. Oh, God, I'm so cringe. He should know I'm a great cook, though. Maybe I should just message him again. No, I cannot double text. That looks desperate. I really got good vibes from him though. Last online, 5 minutes ago. I wonder if he's messaging other girls. I could just be like, crazy Thursday night, and send him a cute pic of me in the office. Is that dumb? This top does make my boobs look good, so surely it will get his attention. No, that's lame. Okay, I'll do it. Oh, here goes. Typing. Oh, it's like my power move. Why can't dating be a little more straightforward? Okay. Wow, here he goes. He's gonna come over later. That was easy. So, ooh, need to get this finished ASAP.
Jesus Christ, what is it with people today? I've just had a massive bust up with the flatmates.
Rudy was going on about me for, I don't know, coming in late and using the washing machine. And then he just started having a general go at me, talking about how I'm this moody presence around the flat. What the fuck does he know? He gets to leave his nice, chill office job every day at 6. I am out there grafting. He just sits on his ass. I really let him have it. There is pressure from every direction. Emma keeps posting about these art courses she's doing, and it makes me so jealous. We don't have tons of free time to dick about. No one else seems to get it. I am really fucking trying, and nobody sees it. But does Rudy think I want to get back to the flat at 11 every night, tired and sore? I'm trying my best here to do what I'm supposed to. Work hard, pay for rent. I should have just asked about that promotion. It's been stuck in my head all day. Why the fuck did I not just ask? What's wrong with me?
God, I am shaking. I haven't felt like this for ages. This feels... it's so unfair. Being in there even another second made me feel so... gross. Whilst I was walking through the corridor, I could still hear murmurs from the hall. Not sure if they were talking about me or if everyone had just ignored the shared embarrassment. Who knows? Well, anyway, total disaster, of course. All that planning for nothing. Jasmine Butler's parents were the ones that really pushed me over the edge. She's even worse in real life. I mean, I was tired already, I'd fumbled over my words, and I couldn't find the progression charts for a lot of students. I was right at the edge, but it was a little, just a little nudge that really sent me flying. My first ever parents' evening as a teacher, and it's been a nightmare. I think a lot of them just looked at me like a child. They see a young female teacher and don't think I've got a backbone for it. She talked down to me the entire time and just basically told me how to do my job. Asked me for my qualifications when I graduated, if I was even old enough to be a teacher. She accused me of holding back her child on purpose. I would never do that. Jasmine is a bright student and all, but I can't just send her to a brighter class just because her parents asked me to. Or should I? Maybe it's my obligation to push the children harder. Am I letting them down? I'm not sure why I just accepted it and let her say all those things to me. Yeah, I just accepted it.